Hey, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Creation Lightship Healing, the Healing Highway. Today is Monday, January 13th, 2014, and we are live this evening or afternoon, depending on where you are, with Ron Amatron. We have a great show coming up for you, so thanks, everybody, for tuning in. And if you would like to bring up the image of the light being, Ron can energize that for you with some peace energy. So you can find the image of that at Ron's home webpage, creationlightship.com. And if you look over on the right side of the page, you'll see the image of the light beings right beneath our radio shows. So you can click on that one, and it looks like an image of a face. And hopefully everybody had a minute to just click over there and bring up that large picture. And I'll turn it over to you, Ron, so we can energize that with some peace energy for everyone in their space for the show.
Okay, here we go, everybody. So I'll bring up the light beam. I'm going to bring in some peace energy. And here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'll bring in some male energy today. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. So go to the left side of the website, and if you're not on it, creationlightship.com, go there, and we'll show you how to get the 3 new free clearings for alien agendas. And just get that up on your page. We'll walk you through that here. So I'll just turn it over to Elizabeth. Maybe we'll talk a little bit and go to the website maybe in a minute or two here. Let everybody find out how to navigate it. So back to you, Elizabeth. What do we have in store today?
Yeah, we have a great number of questions. Our listeners have been sending in some really, really good questions. It seems like we have a lot of new listeners. So we want to welcome all of you to the show and also encourage you, if you are new, to check out all of the wonderful links to the Creation Lightship questions and answers document. You can also find that on creationlightship.com. There's also a Wikipedia page and a lot of stuff on YouTube, so you can find all of those links via creationlightship.com and also through our BBS Radio homepage. And we encourage you all to explore them and also read a lot of what Ron has written on the creationlightship.com homepage. So we are also just wrapping up the first day of the January healing intensives. And so yesterday was the first 8-hour healing intensive conference call on January 12th. There's another 8-hour call on the 19th and also on the 26th. And so if anybody had any testimonials they'd like to send over, we will be taking those at clsquestions@yahoo.com. That's clsquestions@yahoo.com. And we will also be checking there for listener questions. So if you have any questions, you can send them over there. We are not taking any calls tonight. So if you could just hold off on the calls until one of the other shows, we're going to focus mainly on questions tonight, listener questions, self-empowerment, and things of that nature. Okay, so hopefully that will help everybody out. And the new healings that Ron mentioned are right beneath the healing login on the homepage. So there's 3 new ones. And if you're new and you haven't done your whole lifetime emotional healing, this is a great, great place to start on the healing highway. So there are the alien holographic reality, alien remote viewing, and alien keyword intercept, which we did talk about yesterday on the first 8-hour intensive. So, Ron, do you want to start maybe talking about the keywords and how that one works, and then we can go into the listener questions?
Yes. So the last 3 clearings are the new ones. So if you haven't had any of them yet, then just maybe do them in order, possibly, just to see what they're like, to feel and have that experience. A lot of people do the gray sky clearings maybe daily to give them a better way of living their lives. But other ones are also important as far as aliens connecting to you. So the keyword, so what is that? So keyword is what we use. Think of the internet, right? You want to find something. So let's say you want to find something about shoes. So what do you type in? Maybe your shoes, brand of shoe that you want to have, you know, on the search box, maybe your shoe size, and voila, all of a sudden all these things come up. Well, that's how the aliens tag you also. They connect with you through your speech patterns and the words that you use all the time. And that's the hardest thing to get across to people is that they go, well, I'm always saying this one phrase, and you mean it's a bad thing to say? And yeah, if you do it all the time, yeah. If you do it subconsciously, just pops out of your mouth, then yeah, then that would be bad because then you're in a control pattern. Yesterday's 8-hour call, what we did was get rid of a lot of the robotic programs attached to different parts of your body. And that will tend to make you feel better. So we did that quite a lot yesterday. We'll probably have some testimonials coming in. We can talk about that maybe on another program here. But the keywords are what you use a lot. So keywords could be, oh, my God, that one seems to be on the internet. You know, OMG. You could probably get into some kind of swear word that people use all the time, too. That's another word where they can connect to you with those, one of those words that you use. You know, like, oh, crap, you know, that's the word, you know, and worse. And then you have, you know, naturally, God bless you. You know, heaven forbid, those probably can go together, I guess. And, you know, you have people calling people's names, stupid, idiot. You may relate to those, even if you are not that. But when somebody says that to you, then they're connecting themselves to that. And then from there, they're probably connecting you too because you are psychically forcing that energy on them. So I probably never thought about that, how you're courting people when you say things like that. So the whole thing is if keywords is what's going on. Let's just say Friday the 13th. Comes up off and on Fridays when it is the 13th. So what does that mean? How are you related to that? You know, but things that you say all the time that just seem to fall out of your mouth. You know, how are you today? Oh, I feel fine. Do you want cream and sugar? Yes. You know, and your coffee or whatever. All these words are a way that you can be connected. So what I'm not saying is that every word that you're saying is a connection to the aliens to cord you, connect you, to give you implants, but very possibly a lot of them are. So it's up to you to decide what you're saying all the time. And from there, just kind of look at it and put those words in the keyword box. So it's not an emotional response to a word. It's just the word itself. So that's why it's on there to help you out with that. Anything else you may want to add, Elizabeth?
No, I just one small point, Ron. I think you covered it really well. The only thing is, too, is it may not even necessarily be a word with, like, a negative connotation or a bad connotation. It could just be something you say all the time or a phrase like dude or like or oh, my gosh, or you know what I mean? It's just very interesting. I tend to say that one a lot. So you never know why these things keep repeating, and it's probably a good idea to clear them if you find yourself saying that a lot or people have commented that you say that because it's generally you don't want to have these things repeating because I would think the more that they are repeating, the easier it is for different alien energies to track you. Would that be correct?
Yeah, so just the way that they hear you, they know your patterns, maybe even giving you your patterns, and you kind of release yourself, remove yourself from a, you know, system of patterns and abductions. That's what it's about. So they're finding you because of what you're saying. If you didn't say anything, they probably couldn't find you. And like we said, if you're in the moment, then you're not going to think or say anything at all, typically. Although you could say something, but taking the far end of it, you're going to be peaceful. So you're in peace. Why would you want to talk? All you're going to be doing when you talk is bring up key phrases and words to take you away from being in peace. So that's the way you need to look at it, and that's why that clearing is up to help you out with that. You know, so just find out what your major keywords are. Maybe there's a couple dozen that you use all the time. May not know about them now, but as you start clearing them away from you, you might feel better. So that's what that one's about. So what's the next one, Elizabeth?
Okay, so you the next clearing?
Yeah, the next free
clearing.
One.
It's alien remote viewing.
Ah. Okay, so all of you out there must have seen the clouds in the skies looking down upon you. You see faces in the clouds. It's pretty obvious once you start looking. If you're oblivious to this, then it's time for you to wake up and to go outside and look at the clouds, you know? And you're going to see faces. Check out all the movies you watch. You're going to see faces there, too. So it's quite interesting to see what's going on around you. And what's above you. So it's sort of a way to get rid of these energies that are maybe up in the clouds watching you. That's what it's about, to get rid of that remote viewer alien up there, up in the clouds looking at you. So it's like the eye in the sky. You know, in the old days, they talked about Big Brother. So it's like the all-seeing eyes of the aliens watching you. You don't know what's behind the clouds, but you do see the faces. So, why do they have a face in the hologram? And why are they in the clouds? You know, it's another thing. But that's why I put it up, because there are people saying, yeah, you know, we've got a lot of cloud pictures that people have sent in to us, and you probably have seen faces, too, and you wonder, why am I seeing a face of an alien up on the clouds? And it never looks, it's never smiling. I don't think I've ever seen a smiling alien face. It looks like, you know, skulls, basically.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So why, you know, anyway, that is kind of what I'm talking about. And, you know, nothing is really too pleasant with them. And so anyway, we'll continue on here. So that's what that one's about, is to see if you can get rid of those faces. So that could go hand in hand with the gray sky clearing. But I would try that one when you have maybe poor weather or something. Maybe there's an alien up there and his face is there and he's waving his hands to bring over bad weather to your energy, where your house is or something. So you may want to just try that. Maybe do it maybe a dozen times or so when you're having poor weather and just see how it affects it also. I'm just curious. So this is a homework for all of you. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, that's a great point. And I think it would probably work for the ship clouds that people see too, right? Or would that be more of a gray skies clearing?
It could be both.
Both, yeah. Because I'm thinking, both. Like, if you're new and you're just tuning into this and you're new to the way the healings work, the sample clearings are a great place to start. And even people that have been doing the healings for years and years still use them, like, on a daily basis, most of them. So they are a very, very valuable tool for you. And I think... you know, it's a great place to start, and especially since there are these three new ones, which is really great because hopefully that'll get even more of this alien energy out of your life, and you really don't want it there. So, Ron, the next one is the alien holographic reality clearing.
Yeah, so that one is good for them bringing you a hologram of your life and things that you're seeing. And, you know, for the newbies, basically, you know, you may have seen this. If you haven't, then we'll just educate you quickly here. Ever lose your keys? You know, ever misplace something? Your shoes, even your car in a parking lot? And you're looking all over heck for it, then all of a sudden it shows up. And you go, oh, yeah, now I remember parking it there. Well, why didn't you have the thought before? Well, you weren't here. You were abducted onto another reality. And you didn't have that thought. Or the car was completely abducted on that timeline, and you were looking for it on the wrong timeline. So that's what happens there, too. Dreams are the same way, deja vu. These are all alien things, and they can bring you into a holographic reality on timelines. So basically what I say is, you know, wherever you are right now listening to me is the physical location a block away from you, is it manifested? If there are people there, sure, it would have to be manifested for them. although it may not be manifested for you, because you may be looking at it or going there for a different reason. Could be a whole different timeline. Can you walk through somebody else's timeline? And remember, that's their hologram. Can you walk through somebody else's timeline and they won't see you? Of course. When we first started doing these clearings, people would say, gee, Ron, I went to the grocery store and nobody even saw me when I'm pushing my shopping cart. People didn't move. They didn't collide with me. And I was like in my own little bubble walking around. Well, you were on a different timeline. Okay? And then the complete opposite could be true. Like when you're driving your car and you want to do a left-hand turn into the lane next to you, you look in your mirror, you look alongside of you, there's nothing there. You start to move over and all of a sudden a person's doing some wonderful hand gestures to you and honking their horn, yelling at you because, you know, they thought you were going to hit them. So that means that they just got dropped in or you just got dropped into their timeline. That's what happened. So this is a way to clear yourself out of the illusion of darkness, which are the timelines, and get more into the now. That's what that is for. And like if you're a newbie and you're listening, you go, wow, Ron's really down on aliens. You know, aliens aren't supposed to be malevolent beings, and they're wonderful, and they're great. Everybody talks about them, you know. Well, what have they done to you yesterday or even today, you know? Have they cleaned out your air? Have they made your water wonderful? Have they, you know, did a healing on you because you have a sore throat and you prayed to your God above someplace? Did they help you? Did they make you wealthy? Did they take away all of your pain and situations and traumas? Well, where are they? So that's what the Federation groups talk about, is that the aliens are coming to save us. And they weren't here yesterday, and they weren't here when we really needed them throughout all of our wars, only because they produced them. But where were they, you know? And did, I ran over my cat a year ago with my car. Didn't the aliens want to help me? Where's God? Why would God allow me to do that? Why didn't God protect my poor kitten that I ran over, or my dog? Why did I trip and skin my knee? Aren't they here to help us out? Couldn't they have magically put something in front of me, like an invisible energy where I wouldn't get hurt? Well, maybe your faith isn't strong enough. That's what they'd probably tell you in churches. Or they'd say, with the New Age movement, well, your thoughts control your reality. So what were you thinking when you broke your arm? Were you thinking bad thoughts? Well, that's all alien crap. That's all darkness. So that's the way it works. So let's get back over to you, Elizabeth, and see what we can bring up here.
Yeah, Ron, thank you. That's actually a great segue into our next question. And I think this is something a lot of our listeners can relate to, and just a lot of people in general can relate to, and I'll just go ahead and read it, though it's a bit lengthy. I think it's important. So somebody wrote us, and they said they've been listening to your radio archives from 2013, and you mentioned that the people who believed that the 21st of December 2012 date was going to be a mass ascension and were abducted into a dark side universe. Although I did not understand that completely, I had an extremely terrible experience on that particular date and a roller coaster ride in 2013 where I had panic attacks, anxiety, fear, and psychic attacks. Could you help me understand what might have happened to me on that particular date and why my life was turned upside down in 2013? Also, ever since I've been 15 years old, I've been reading self-help books, and since then, I moved on to metaphysical New Age publications from a variety of authors from all over the globe. Until that date of December 21st, 2012, I immersed myself in reading hundreds of books on channeling, meditation, New Age, alien abduction, etc. I had a rather large bookshelf with all of these books, along with loads of ebooks downloaded on my computer. I've been told that I belong to three groups, the Lightworkers, the Indigo Children, and the Warriors of the Rainbow, by a famous reader. During 2013, I also went through an identity crisis where I was asked the question, who am I? You suggested that we should have just one book with one page on it, and now I see the wisdom in those words. I've used the clearing on the dark side practitioners from your website. It has definitely helped me find peace. Would you suggest that I no longer read my horoscope, use numerology, and other astrological systems to help better understand the influences on my life? Please give me any insights you may have and any clearings you may suggest. Thank you very much.
Well, that's a lot. So the first thing, I guess what I would say, hearing all that, so you're being proactive to figure out your particular maybe niche in living here and wanting to become more awake possibly. So what is your destination? Okay. Have they, by you connecting yourself to, we'll just say, it sounds like hundreds of books and belief systems and ways that the darkness can trick you into believing something outside of yourself and something's going to happen. And truly something did happen on December 21st, 2012. And 2013 was just a crappy year for abductions, clones coming in, and everything else. Plus, it was a brand new timeline sequence that wasn't here. We were running a 2,000-year timeline approximately. Don't quote me on that, but we had the timelines each year. They kind of like did like a little baton switch over from you know, the last day of the year, which was typically, I believe, the 31st to the 1st. And everything kind of flowed very nicely and evenly as you went from one transition into the next year. Well, when it happened in 2013 with all the clones being, or the people being cloned out, stand out a different way is that there's a lot of people around, a lot of cars around, and they all vanished and they came back as a different person because they were all abducted and clones came in. So, like I said, about 90% of the planet is clones. You can just look around and look at people and see that. It's very, very, very easy, you know, to look at people. And if you are a clone yourself, then, you know, go on to the website or send us an email. We'll give you a clearing that will bring the clones into light, where the light will actually remanifest your body into light. So you won't be under the complete control of programs. So you're probably still finding people out there not knowing what to do in situations, not to give change right and everything else. You know, that's just part of being a clone. So the clones basically should not be here because they're an alien species coming to the planet. And you probably have seen sci-fi movies on this here. So I guess the person switching back a little bit is asking, what do I do since I got all this information and my computer's full and overflowing, and how do I dump it out? Well, that's a good question. The clearings that we have can do removals of things from you. How to get rid of all that you have learned, that could be a problem. I don't have a complete mind swipe program. Now you can start to get into the now more and do clearings to get yourself extricated from the control of these people. Remember, we talked about keywords and how those words control you. So if you take a page, just one simple page in a book, and what are most books, 200, 300 pages? How many keywords are in there to have you abducted and to be courted by the aliens? Because remember, these people are wonderful people who are channeling this information, writing these books. And remember, all books are channeled. Everything is channeled in books because where does it come from? It comes from typical mass mind energy, which is darkness, to give you more information. It takes you away from peace. Remember, you're not going to have any vocabulary when you're in peace. And when we do the mind of heart drop, you definitely realize that. It's real simple. I don't have to talk forever on it. It's through the mind of heart drop, and you go, yep, I got it. If you don't get it, then do it twice. If you don't get it after that, then maybe you're not human. But aside from that, what do you do to get rid of this stuff? You have any ideas, Elizabeth?
Well, unfortunately, Ron, I think this is kind of where a lot of people are right now, and there's nothing wrong with that, but I think that what you really need to do is to become self-empowered, because all of these other things are kind of taking away your spirit energy, and what Ron is doing is different because he's kind of clearing he's clearing away the blockages that allow you to be more self-empowered and take control of your own healing. So it's a bit different. And I think that you kind of have to look at it that way in what needs to be taken away so that you can feel more empowered and have more spirit and source energy with you. The thing is that a lot of this information is very easy to get, and it's also a lot of it. So it's kind of like you have to look at your own life and say, well, how deep do I really want to go? And I think, like, that's one of the things we talk about here on the Healing Highway is if you're just starting out, you know, and it's like you're playing a video game and you have to get from one level to the next, but then by the time you get to the end of the game, well, it's kind of like all the fun has been taken out of it. And Ron, I think you've talked about this before, like you're starting maybe like a hike or something, and you can see like that mountain off in the distance, but then you might come to a very, very difficult ravine. So you kind of have to be prepared for that, and I think that can be a difficult thing, and it can be kind of an overwhelming thing. So it all depends on where you're at in your life, and, you know, you may not need so many extreme clearings as the ones that Ron offers. I mean, you may be at a different point in your life. You might have already crossed that ravine or that difficult passage. But I think everybody needs to really, like, assess where they're at, and it's going to be different for everybody. So it really is about the destination.
That's good, Elizabeth. Very good.
Yeah, and I think the journey is part of the process, and that's kind of what the clearings allow you to see.
Yeah, yeah. And you don't really want to have a journey. See, the darkness gives you the journey. That's
right.
The subconscious energy to give you something to connect yourself into, to validate that I got troubles and problems and situations like that. So the whole thing is, after you do the emotional whole lifetime clearing, remember, you don't know where you are till you get that clearing because you're dealing in emotions. And so you get rid of most of those emotions that's been tying you back and forth, okay? Then from there, you may also have, physical issues. But the main thing is the emotional situation that you're dealing with. So you do the emotional clearing, and now you're on your path, okay? A path for self-empowerment. And then from there, what are you going to come into? Are you going to see another roadblock in front of you? Are you going to find a hole you got to step over? Well, what clearing is in that hole, you see? Remember, you're dealing with life here, so once you get the emotional clearing, then where are you next? Okay, what's the next blockage? Because your destination is out there. Okay, you want to go from A to B, but what's in the middle of it? And then you say, okay, well, let's see. I got rid of the emotions. Now, you know, this hole looks pretty deep here, pretty wide. I'm looking really down into it. It's about 50 foot deep. I see some rocks. Oh, I see snakes in that. I don't want to, you know, fall into snakes, and I really can't jump over it. So what do I do next? Well, maybe you have a fear clearing. Maybe you have anxiety. So take your next journey to, you know, and find out, well, now I got to get rid of the anxiety, the fear, or whatever else you're dealing with. So do another clearing to move you toward your final situation, your final goal. Ideally, you shouldn't have anything wrong with you, using that term wrong with you, I guess. You should be perfect. You should be able to say, okay, I'm going to go from here to there with no problems, no obstacles, and I'm there. But in the process, remember, the subconscious mind will get stirred up because that's all your thoughts of your ancestors. And now you're going to be listening and watching for things to happen to you because that's a pattern. So you're going to probably be in fear or anxiety or something like that. Maybe you're in slavery, you know? Maybe you see that hole, but you can't go any further because you're a slave and you're tied into your past reality, and that's where your box stops. So you're afraid to get out of that box. So do a clearing to get that stuff removed from you, released from you. And that's kind of how it looks. You know, you may have mental energy, too, that you want to get rid of. I recommend that also. We have some recommended healings online on the left side. And they're only there because that's what people have found very good to do. I highly recommend, you know, first, you know, we'll say that you're in good health, right? you don't have some kind of diagnostic situation where you're going into the doctor and they're telling you different things or anything else. You know, you feel fine. You wake up every day. Your body is good. Your life is good, you think. And so do your emotional clearing, do the mental clearing, and kind of see where you are at that point. And then look at your issues. And then ask your friends what your issues are, you know. And then we have other clearings to clear you out of other issues. You know, the self-empowerment one is a good one. We have people saying, gee, Ron, I need some more money. Well, we got the prosperity, jump start, and that could help you. There's an actual package with many clearings in there. The body jumpstart is very good if you're dealing with, physical situations. We have the, self-empowerment clearings. So all of those can move you forward. So let's just say you're a newbie. You've heard me for a couple of months here, listened to a few archives, and you've already did your emotional clearing, which is what you should have. And then you go, yeah, Ron, I got this illness coming up here, I'm going to go to the hospital or see a doctor about it. What do I do next? Well, then you might want to find out what your issue is. What caused that problem? Ask the people around you. Say, hey, you have this thing, and you go, oh, yeah, I got it. I'm really afraid of it. Well, then do a fear clearing, okay? What's the outcome of that? You know, you want to get rid of the stuff that's given and taken away, your own personal energy, because it's all going to that word. You know, you can do what I call the love it out of your life clearing. And I think that clearing we did on one of the BBS programs last year, so it's fairly recent, December 2nd, 2013. So go in and listen to that one. And what you do is you put in a situation in there that you have, because you have to love it out of your life, and you keep doing it. And maybe 1,000 times saying it out loud, and eventually, you can get yourself maybe out of that situation. And then look at it again after you do it and see what else comes up. It might be something that's a little bit tangent on it. Remember, there's another key word that's holding you hostage, holding you in slavery. So next get, do that and do it another 1,000 times and keep doing it. And eventually you may say, yeah, I feel pretty good. I really love my cancer. Now I can say, okay, goodbye, cancer. My body's not in fear of it any longer, and I'm done with it. That can happen. Because what you resonate to, what is you can never hurt you, okay? So just think of that aspect. So when you're afraid of something, it's going to come into your life. You keep thinking about something all the time for years and years, yep, it's going to pop up on your doorstep. If you don't think about it, it more than likely will not. Now, for instance, if you're dealing with a situation, then clear the timelines out. Get on the timeline crashing. Get a month of it. Let's just say that you went to a doctor or somebody, practitioner of some sort, and they go, oh, man. And you say, yeah, I got this lump here. And they look at it and they go, oh, yeah, this lump is probably going to be this. Man, you got the green disease here in this lump. And you go, oh, what's green disease? The doctor goes, oh, it's not good. Now you got on the internet and you look up the green disease. And sure enough, there's hundreds of pages on it, people who have it. Looks like your lump. And maybe your lump's the best lump. You got the best green disease, okay? You go, man, mine's better than all of these. I really got it good. So now you want to clear out the timeline for your green disease, okay? How many are you going to do? Well, how dedicated are you for your own particular life, okay? I have people who are out there listening, maybe not too many anymore, but I had some people say, well, Ron, I did a timeline crash. I did 10 of them. Did that help me? I go, well, is it gone? Well, no, I still got my green disease. Well, you might want to do, at least 100 or more, maybe do 1,000 or 2,000. I had somebody who had a problem which kind of actually woke me up a little bit. They said, Ron, I did 2,000 timeline crashes. And I go, wow, that's a lot. I didn't think that anybody would be that dedicated. And the person might even be listening. And I have had other people do that many. And they go, yeah, also, I feel great. It's gone. Whatever I had is gone. It could be an emotional issue. But the timeline crashes for emotions and for physical. So get on that clearing. and do it, you know? And you can put up, you can change the default from, I think, 15 minutes to 5, and put up 4 screens on your computer and do 4 of them with that same, the same wording, the same condition. Okay. And do it and keep doing it. Remember, those timelines are created and you're on and living those timelines. Not only living here, but the darkness made you into a multidimensional being. The aliens talk about that. The New Age movement talks about it. It's all true. You are a multidimensional person on many, many, maybe thousands of timelines. And what are they going to replicate? What you have here. So get off of those timelines. Do the timeline crashing. And you're going to start feeling better. Okay? So, you know, if you want something to happen in your life, or you don't want it to happen, but you see it coming down the pike because the timeline is going there. Remember, you're driving a vehicle sometimes, and you're not in control of the steering wheel, the brake, or the gas, okay? But you're on that path. You're going down this. And you go, oh, crap. Do some timeline crashes and get off that timeline. And that's why it's so important. You know, if you hear something going on or you want to do something or change something in your life, get on the timeline crashes and look for the clouds changing. The clouds will probably change around your house. And that's true also with the gray sky clearing. So, you know, it's all great stuff, but it's up to you to do it. Nobody can do it for you. And what I will say is that if you're doing something for a friend, okay, do not mix your clearing with their clearing on your monitor screen. So if you're doing something for Uncle Harry, then strictly devote your computer only for Uncle Harry with his timeline crashes or whatever you're doing for Uncle Harry. Don't put your clearings on the same screen. If you have a different monitor, completely different monitor setup, let's start over again, a different computer. So if you have a different laptop, we'll say, or a different desktop, then do that one for you and another one for Uncle Harry. But I would not mix them energetically. So don't do your family that way. It could possibly work, but why? You know, don't mix energies. Plus, you got to keep track of them anyway, so you might as well do one computer for one person. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's a great, so much great information there, Ron. And I just want to recap for everybody that one archive that Ron mentioned was the Monday, December 2nd, 2013, where we talked about loving the energy out of your life. And that's a great one to listen to. I also wanted to say the archives in general are really wonderful tools, and a lot of the newer listeners get a lot out of them. There are, you know, hundreds of archived shows that you can access through our BBS homepage, and it is an invaluable tool for getting the healings. Ron often does sample healings on the shows. They work up to 5 times on an archive. There's really so much information there too. So it's in addition to the online links, you can learn a lot through listening to the archives. And you know, sometimes I just like to put them on when I'm working or you know, doing a project. It's a great way to sort of get information that you've missed. Ron, I also wanted to just mention about, you know, what is your destination, and something you said once really struck me. It says you have to actually own where you are. So it's kind of like that seemed to make a lot of sense to me, because where you are is probably where you need to be.
yeah. Well, where you are,
unfortunately or fortunately, yeah. That's kind of the way it works.
Yeah, so you are there where your body brought you to through the energy of your body as you're reeking out this stuff, and everybody resonates to your stuff, and so you're in that situation. So let's just say that, you know, you're in poverty. So everybody around you is probably going to be in poverty, right? Are you going to go up, think of all your friends. Do they have a whole bunch of money if you're in poverty? Maybe not. Do rich people hang out with poor people? I doubt it, you know. I haven't seen that too much myself. They could, but typically not, okay? And so they're all going to resonate with people around them that are in the same boat that they're in, we'll say, okay? So you all have the same oars in the same boat going in a certain destination. So you have to own where you are. So if you're in poverty, are you really owning the poverty? Okay? But you got to really own that good so you can get out of it. Now, if you only have your little toe in poverty, then you may want to really own it good because you're already on it. Maybe you have, you know, the old saying, one foot in the grave, the other one on a banana peel. But that, you know, the grave is the poverty grave. So maybe you're seeing yourself slipping down. Maybe you had a great job, you know, a year ago, and you kind of got laid off a little bit here and there, and you're getting small jobs, and you're making your rent and your food money, but, you know, your Lamborghini payment is getting due, you know, and you go, oh, gee, I got to get rid of my Lamborghini now, you know. So basically, you know, own where you are, because that's who you are is where you are. If you want to love it out of your life or own it. Now, once you become it, then it can't hurt you. Then you can move on. Then you're at free choice. And you can't be in free choice unless you own where you are. So, you know, I hope I'm making sense to people. I mentioned this before on one of the shows. I saw or heard about something, I don't know, maybe it was a Eastern Indian guru or somebody. And this person was drinking snake venom, you know, from some kind of a poisonous snake. Didn't hurt him because he was able to probably, you know, take the snake venom energy, become it, and it would just go through his body. So he wasn't in fear of it, okay? Or somebody else would die of it, okay? So he was fine. But the whole thing is to become in alignment with where you are and then move on. Because you have to own your situation before you can get rid of it. And that's why that affirmation is so good, to get rid of that. And then along the way, see what clearings are there that we have on the website to remove more stuff out of you. Remember, you can't just do a Band-Aid on this here. You have to get into it and remove the energy. So if you do have a situation that maybe you're accident-prone all the time, find out why. What's that emotion attached to being accident-prone? Okay, you got to find out what that is. You just can't think it away or wish it away or ask for the aliens to come and take it away because they gave it to you. They're not going to do that. So the whole thing is, what's in your subconscious mind? How's it going to trick you? How's it going to control you? And get out of those mind programs. That's why we put up the keyword one, get out of that program. That's the whole process, is to do clearings to remove yourself away from where you don't want to be. If you like being where you are, then you're perfectly fine. That means that you owned where you are and you can enjoy that. And you could be probably happy as could be being in poverty. I'm not saying that that's a bad place to be. Most people won't like that, but, you know, it's what you want to create. And maybe the person loves creating that situation. So they're in where they want to be. But if you want to change and you want to get on that highway of healing, whatever it would be, then look at your destination. And what's going to come up for you is probably everything that's going to be contrary to what you wish to manifest because you haven't cleaned out the energy. Remember, it's not going to want you, you know, if you have $100, you know, in your wallet and you want to get $1,000 and the darkness doesn't want you to get $1,000, it's going to probably come to you and make you spend your $100, okay? Because it wants to hold you there, wants to make you suffer more. So find out what's the problem, what's in your subconscious. That's why we have the clearing, to clean out that stuff. And it'll clean out what you're experiencing in this lifetime. And that way you can get a better chance and a handle on what you're, you know, doing and what's being controlling you in your life. So you can start off at neutral again. That's what Jesus did when he did the emotional healings. You put people back to the energies of non-judgment. Then they can choose. Okay, that's the whole thing. That's why he said, you know, or they said, you know, Jesus saved you from your sins. Well, that's what it is. Took away the emotional stuff, the baggage that you had, so you can start over again. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's true, Ron, and I think it really is important to realize that, you know, the subconscious mind is very powerful, and mind energy is very powerful, and the thing of it is that you may think you want something, but then when you actually get it, it's not exactly what you thought you wanted, too. So that's a nice little trick. And that actually brings me to another listener question, and it kind of relates to what we've been talking about, the desire-wanting clearing. So this person wrote us, and they were on the four-hour New Year's healing conference call, and you gave us the desire-wanting clearing. And this person writes, I'm not clear on how to do it. For instance, I want to have money as I've been unemployed for a long time. Can I desire more money, or does it have to be a physical desire? So I think that kind of relates to what we were talking about, Ron, is that it's kind of about, well, what do you need to take away that is preventing you from getting these things?
Yep, that's the whole thing. So the want and desire clearing is to you put something in there that you want to desire, and it can take the emotional charge off of it so that you're not going to be repelled by it. So kind of like that other clearing, loving it out of your life. So that's kind of how it sort of works. Some people may think, oh, well, that's a great clearing, you know, my desire. I want to get this here. Well, what it's going to do is discharge it from you. So you might say, well, if it discharges it from me, then I'm not going to want it. Well, then you're at free choice to get it, you know. What is connected to what your desire is, and what kind of hoops and pitfalls are you going to have to get that desire? Without the clearing, you may go through hell and high water trying to get something. Where with the clearing, all of a sudden, it should neutralize the energies of you for what you want to manifest, along with making it neutral. And then it can't hurt you. So that's what it's for, is to take away stuff off of you, and then that can also bring it closer to you. Remember, the dark side, whatever you want to have, it's going to come in there and sabotage you. I hear that a lot from people. They say, yeah, Ron. In fact, one person... Well, this is probably, I think, over maybe 5 years ago. They said, Ron, I'm only like 30, and I've been trying to get that emotional clearing. It's not a whole lot of money to me, but I can never save the money to get it. And they say, as soon as I'd get about, 20 bucks from the clearing, something would happen to me, and I had to spend that money. So he goes, I'll fix them. And he tried, I think he said for about a year, okay? He goes, what I'm going to do now, and he did it, and he told me afterwards. He says, well, what I'm going to do now is say, oh, I want to buy this thing over here, maybe whatever it was. We'll say he wanted to buy a bike, right? So he goes, I want to buy a bike, and I'm saving up for the bike. Well, the dark side goes, oh, well, nothing wrong with him having a bike. You know, we can probably give him a car accident, have him get hit by a car with a bike. That's a great thing. Let him get the bike. So he got more than enough money for the bike, because he saw the bike for like twice the price of what the clearing was, right? And all of a sudden, he reached his goal of what the clearing was, instantly bought it, and did the clearing. So he outfoxed the dark side. So that's what happened. And I think it's kind of funny. Remember, what do we have the new clearings up? The three new clearings. We got the eye in the sky, that alien watching you up there, right? Your alien buddy or buddies. So that's up there. And the keyword, maybe you want to get a clearing and somehow they're not allowing you to get money for that clearing. So that could be one of your keywords, you know? And then we also have the other one up with the holographic clearing. And they could be putting obstacles in your way in holograms to get you into a different mindset, sidetracking you. You're going down the wrong path, but they make it look like it's the right one for you. So that's the whole thing. Do a lot of these free clearings here. So I'm trying to think what else. If anybody else knows of a particular BBS program that we did the clearing on for the loving it out of your life, besides the December, I think, second one, if you could send us another email, that'll be great too, so we can at least have a couple of shows to reference people. And I'll try to put those up on the a website so people can listen to those programs without having to search a bunch of them. And plus, if you know about it, every show is different, so it may give a different twist to a clearing. But if you do know which one, and you have done it, and you use that show, then by all means, if you could please send us, the month, day, and year of that one on BBS, that would be great. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, it's true. The subconscious mind will go to great lengths to sabotage you. And the problem, too, is like figuring out who or what is in control. So, you know, a lot of these clearings are designed, in fact, to get you out of mind energy and into heart energy. So hopefully that answers the question. And also, if people have been doing this clearing, let us know how you've been doing it. And hopefully it has been removing the blockages from your life.
On that clearing that we talked about previously, are you codependent upon your desire? So you might want to look at that just to see if that is doing something. Maybe you want to do a clearing to get out of something. Maybe your desire is to, have an extra beer in your house, extra six-pack, and that's hurting you, And that's what your desire is. You want to make more money to get more beers or more whiskey or something, or you want to buy more cigarettes. Well, that's up to you. I'm not trying to judge anybody about that, but, maybe that desire is hurting you, okay? And so maybe you might look at the desire and say, yeah, I really don't want this desire any longer. I'm desired out of it, So I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Elizabeth, and we got another radio program coming up here shortly here.
Yeah, that's a great point, Ron, and I feel like we've talked about this a lot, but I really hope that people do really understand it and also have been doing this clearing so that we can, get some feedback on how it's working for people. So the next show coming on, the topic tonight is Our Divine Birthright. And it basically talks about how the dark forces drain the life force energy from living things. And that's kind of what we've been talking about. So this program would probably shed a lot of light on, no pun intended, what we've been going over. So hopefully everybody can tune into that, and you can find the link to that on creationlightship.com over there on the right-hand side of the page under our radio shows heading. So this show is also about taking control of your life. So Ron, I think we have actually got to wrap up here. So I'll turn it back over to you and just thank everybody for joining us, and thanks for all your questions. And our next BBS show is Wednesday, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern on Station 1. So back over to you, Ron. Thank you so much.
Okay, so our next weekly call that we have is tomorrow, and that's Tuesday, 5:30 Pacific, and we're doing energetic cordings. So, if you have anything that's cording to you, energies that you don't like, we normally take them off of your body that's affecting you in different locations. So, this is an energetic cording removal call, and you can get these things released from you. So, we'll see you later. Thank you, Elizabeth, and see you on BBS. Next program will be Wednesday.